Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about just making stuff up. It's all the rage now, and we have President Donald J. Trump to thank for raising the practice of tossing out baseless allegations to an art form. He proved an expert on the campaign trail, managing to deflect criticism with various nefarious claims, such as the father of an opponent murdered JFK. Accepting blame is so 2015. Whenever you get in trouble, wave a bright shiny object, throw it into a corner and yell, "Hey, what's that over there?" Recently, the new president accused the old president, Barack Hussein Obama, of wiretapping Trump Tower before the election, with absolutely no proof at all. Even Trump's own staff said, "Huh? What?" Then they went on television and lobbed sparkly Christmas ornaments at cameramen and production assistants. James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, which is starting to sound like an oxymoron, denied that any surveillance was authorized. But proving a negative is like throttling a shadow. This fabrication deflection works for President Trump because the media has the attention span of a hoover of hummingbirds in a greenhouse on Blossom Day. But it can work in real life as well. Think grade school and get creative. Tell the boss that the report is overdue because it was eaten by a pack of wild Tanzanian pigs that have overrun your backyard, even if you live in a high-rise. Caught with someone else's wallet? You weren't stealing, only attempting to protect their possessions from other unscrupulous persons by hiding the money in your back pocket for safekeeping. Does your spouse have naked photos of you in the arms of another? Total misunderstanding. This unfortunate person was suffering from hypothermia, and you were simply applying life-restoring body heat. As Nike used to say, just do it. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.